Chapter 6. And as King Antiochus was passing through the upper provinces, he heard that in Persia there was a city called Elam, famous for its wealth in silver and gold. And the temple there was said to be very rich and contained gold veils and breastplates and weapons left there by Alexandros, son of Philippos, king of Macedon, the first king of the Hellenes. So he went and tried to capture and pillage the city. And he could not do so, because his account became known to its citizens. And they withstood him in a war, and he retreated, and in great dismay withdrew from there to return to Babel. And while he was in Persia, a message was brought to him that his camps, which had been sent into the land of Judah, had been routed, and that Lysias had set out at the head of a strong force and had been driven back before the face of the Israelites, and that the Israelites had grown strong by reason of the weapons and by their force and by the abundant possessions taken from the camps which they had cut down, and that they had tore down the abomination which had been built upon the altar in Jerusalem, and that they had surrounded the holy place as it had been before, with high walls, as well as their city of Beth-Zur. So when the king heard this account, he was astonished and very shaken, and sick with grief because his designs had failed, he took to his bed. And there he remained many days, overwhelmed with sorrow, and he took into account that he was going to die. So he called in all his friends and said to them,
"Sleep has departed from my eyes, for my heart is sinking with anxiety. I said to myself, into what tribulation have I come, and into what a flood of sorrow I now am plunged. Yet I was kind and beloved in my rule. But I now recall the evils I did in Jerusalem, when I carried away all the vessels of gold and silver that were in it, and, for no cause, gave orders that the inhabitants of Judah be destroyed. I know that this is why these evils have overtaken me, and now I am dying in bitter grief in a foreign land."
Then he summoned Philippos, one of his friends, and appointed him over his whole kingdom. And he gave his crown and his robe and his signet ring to Philippos, for him to bring to his son Antiochus, and of whom Philippos was to rear up until the boy was ready to be king. And King Antiochus died in Persia in the year 149. So when Lysias learned that the king was dead, he set up the king's son Antiochus, whom he had reared as a youth, to be king in his place. And he gave him the title, the Noble Father. And the men in the citadel were hemming in Israel around the holy places, and were continually trying to harm them and to strengthen the foreign nations. So Judah planned to destroy them, and summoned an assembly of the people in order to besiege them. So in the year 150, they gathered together and besieged the citadel. And he constructed ballistae and machines for this purpose. And some of them escaped the confinement and were joined by impious men of Israel. And they went to the king and said,
"How long will you fail to do justice and to avenge our brothers? We agreed to serve your father and to follow what he said and obey his orders. And for this, the sons of our people have become our enemies, and they have put to death as many of us as they could find and have plundered our inheritances. And they have acted aggressively not only against us, but instead throughout your whole borders. And look, they have now encamped against the citadel in Jerusalem in order to capture it, and they have fortified the holy place and Beth Zur. So unless you quickly seize them beforehand, they will do even worse things than these, and you will not be able to stop them."
So when the king heard this, he was angered, and he gathered together all his friends, the chiefs of his force, and the cavalry commanders. And mercenary forces came to him from other kingdoms and from the islands of the seas. So his forces numbered 100,000 infantry and 20,000 cavalry, and 32 elephants trained for war. And they passed through Edom and encamped before Beth Zur. And for many days they attacked it. And they constructed machines. And the besieged Israelites sallied out and burned these with fire. And they fought manfully. Then Judah marched away from the citadel and moved his camp to Beth Zechariah, opposite to the king's camp. And the king, rising early before dawn, moved his camp hastily along the road to Beth Zechariah. And the armies equipped themselves for war, and the trumpets sounded. And they showed grape and mulberry juice to the elephants to provoke them for the war. And the beasts were distributed along the phalanxes. And to each elephant were assigned 1,000 men who were breastplated with chain mail and had bronze helmets, and 500 picked cavalry. These anticipated the beast wherever it was, and wherever it moved, they moved to and never left it. And each beast bore a strong wooden tower, fastened to it by a harness. And besides the Indian mahout, it held 2 officers who fought from it. And the remaining cavalry were stationed on one or the other of the 2 flanks of the camp to harass the enemy and to be protected from the phalanxes. Now when the sun shone on the gold and bronze round shields, the mountains gleamed with their brightness and blazed like flaming torches. And a part of the king's camp was spread out over the high mountains, and some were on the low ground. And they marched forward steadily and in good order. And everyone who heard the noise of the multitude and the marching of the multitude and the clashing of the weapons trembled, for the camp was very great and strong. Then Judah and his camp advanced to fight. And 600 men of the king's camp fell. And Eliezer the Ararite saw one of the beasts taller than any of the others and breastplated with royal breastplates. And he supposed that the king must be on it. So he gave up his life to save his people and to win a name for himself which would last throughout the age. So he dashed up to it in the middle of the phalanx, and he put to death men on the right and on the left, and they divided from him on this side and that. And he crawled up under the elephant and stabbed it in the belly and did away with it. And it fell to the ground on top of him, and he died there. And when the Judeans saw the strength of the kingdom and the ardor of its forces, they retreated from them. But a part of the king's camp went up to Jerusalem to meet them in battle. And the king encamped in the land of Judah and at Mount Zion. And he made peace with the men of Beth-zur, and they evacuated the city, because they had no sustenance there to enable them to withstand a siege, because there was a Sabbath in the land. So the king took Beth-zur and stationed a garrison there to watch over it. And for many days, he besieged the holy place and set up ballistae and machines and fire launchers and stone launchers and scorpionets for shooting darts and sling stones. And the Judeans countered their machines by making their own machines so that they continued to be at war for many days. But because it was the seventh year, there were no provisions in the storerooms. And the tide over provisions had been eaten up by the refugees who had been evacuated to the land of Judah from among the foreign nations. So few men remained in the holy places, since the famine had prevailed over the rest. And they scattered, each to its own place. Then Lucius heard that Philippos, whom King Antiochus, before his death, had appointed to rear up his son, Antiochus, to be king, had returned from Persia and Media with the forces which had accompanied the king, and that he was seeking to take over the affairs of state. So he hastily resolved to withdraw. And he said to the king and the commanders of the force and the men,
"We are growing weaker every day, and our food supply is scanty, and the place we are encamped against is strong, and the affairs of the kingdom are demanding our attention. Therefore, let us now give our right hand in pledge to these men, and make peace with them and with their entire nation. And let us grant them freedom to live according to their own laws, as they did before. For it was on account of their laws, which we abolished, that they were angered and did all these things."
And the proposal found favor with the king and the chiefs. And he set terms of peace to the Judeans, and they accepted. So the king and the chiefs swore an oath to them. On these terms, they evacuated the stronghold. And when the king entered Mount Zion and saw the place's stronghold, he broke the oath which he had sworn and instructed that the encircling wall be torn down. Then he departed in haste and returned to Antiochia. And there he found Philippos as lord of the city. So he fought against him and took the city by force.